Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. It's another wonderful day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice in it. This is Tea Time with Jesus, and I am Pastor Margaret Lee, welcoming you to another session. But it's a little different this morning. We're asking that you just grab a cup of tea, and let's hear and share the word of God. God is so good. We love him, and we need to spend a little more time with him. The more time we spend with him, the greater we become in him. Hallelujah. And he just loves it when we make up our minds that we're setting time to spend with him. God is good. He loves us. And like you want to spend time with ones that you love, we need to set a time that we choose to say, God, I love you, and I want to be in your presence. Amen. Hallelujah. And then this is just help us to get to know God a little more and have a personal relationship with him. Oh, you may be driving down the road or on the busy highways. We ask you to not pick up your cup of tea now. But if you can just steal away, you're on your job and you have that 15-minute break, take it. And I encourage you to just, if you don't have your Bible, you don't have a little pocket meditation pamphlet, just stop and look around, inhale, and think about the goodness God and all he has done for you. Just inhale the wonderful air that he has provided for you. Think about the good things. Think about the love that he has. I know that we were very busy and time is moving, and it just seems like we just don't have time enough. But we can make the time. We can choose to make the time, and God will bless you for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we chose tea time. Tea is something personal, and friends share tea together, and you have wonderful conversations over a nice, warm cup of tea, especially this time of the year on this side of the equator. It's chilly, and a nice, warm cup of tea in the middle of the morning is very, very inviting and soothing and relaxing. Hallelujah. So we're just going to take a few minutes and thank God. And we're going to read his word. And just during the day, just meditate on it. I'm not going to give you too many scriptures. Just something nice and sweet that you can just think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for you. Think about the fact that he has restored you and given you eternal life. Ah, glory be to God that you have an opportunity now that you can come into the presence of the Most High God. Glory to God. This is awesome. This is awesome. You're a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Think about it. A child of the Most High God. And Jesus came so that we could have a right relationship restored back to us, that we can commune with our Father. Hallelujah. And then we can hear, learn to hear his voice. Think about it. And we're so busy thinking this time, giving gifts and what people going to give. Think about what can I do for Jesus? What is it known on the earth? What is it that I can do? So while we brew our tea and get ready to sip on it and read the word of God, let's just start to think about him and all he has done for us, even in our selfish and self-righteous faith. His love for us supersedes anything think or imagine. There's no one that loves us as much as our Father does. Glory to God. And I'm just so glad that you chose to come and be a part this morning with me. And it's encouraging to me. It really is. And I pray that you'll be encouraged even the more. And as we go on, you'll think about some of the things that God has laid on your heart, and you've just kind of buried them. And maybe you even thought they were not even attainable. Nothing is too hard for God. If he has given you something to do, guess what? You can do it, and you have everything you need to accomplish the task. Faith is the key. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, this wonderful cup of tea and the word and you and I sharing it together with our Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we'll read, I'll do that first. We'll read Colossians 3. Seek the things which are above. How about that? That's a good title. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we'll go to Colossians 3:10. And put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Let's go down to 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also ye do. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. Also, ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Amen. And be ye thankful. Let's go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter, starting at the first verse. Mine reads a little different, but you'll get the meaning. It's the same. Walk in love. Think about that. On this earth, God intends for us to walk in love. Be ye therefore followers of God. Yours may say imitator of God. As dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be one name among you as becometh saints. Think about that. We are children of the light. I'm not going to read it all in your spare time. Sit and just read and meditate how we walk in love and what our life should look like as children of the Most High God. When we see earthly kings and queens, we expect them to walk in a higher standard and call Well, what do you think about the children of the Most High God? What is expected of us? That we should not walk even higher, and our light should shine, that they should see us to see our Father in this earth. Hallelujah. We're imitating Him on the earth. So we learn how to walk. What are the standards and the standing of a child of God? And we walk therein. Hallelujah. Walk as children of light. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. Think about that. This is an exciting time of year. And for us to reflect not only on what God has done for us in giving us our Lord and Savior us back to Him, but now we walk in the light. We know we are learning from the Word that has been provided for us as to how to really look like a child of God. Not so we can get things, but so that we can be pleased to Him. Truly a blessing. Let's pray. Father, it is in the name of Jesus this morning. We thank you for the time that you've given us, that we can just take a moment to tell you thank you. Taking the time because you have given it to us, and making the time to spend with you, to hear your word, to learn your voice, to walk according to your will and according to your way, to be pleasing to you, to walk among men on this earth, representing you, being imitators of you in the earth, so that we can bring those who are in darkness into the marvelous light. So we take this time, Father, all that we to do, and we thank you for giving us a mindset to want to spend just a little while, just a few moments with you to consider your goodness, to consider your love, to consider your kindness for us. Open our minds of understanding all that we have done against you and your divine will. We ask that we are able to give up our will and surrender our will to you, and your will become our will. The time that we spend with you, oh, let it not be in vain. Empower us even the more. Open our minds of understanding, God, that we'll be pleased, that we will be able to live, and men will see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you for our health. We thank you for giving us the peace that passes all understanding. Joy unspeakable. And full of glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. But this day, this moment, this time, that we are able to share with one another and encourage one another to take the time inhale. And thank you, oh God, thank you for all you have done. And allow hunger and you satisfy it. Thirst and you quench thirst. Hallelujah. Oh Father, holy God, we put our mind and allow us not to broadcast, but allow us to walk humbly before you. And men will see that we are indeed children of the Most High God. And they too will want to be children of your kingdom. We thank you now, Father. Glorify you. And we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. It truly is a blessing to be in the presence of God. And some of the things that we think are so demanding and we gotta do, we will remember God is in control of everything. No matter what it is, God is in control. He knows what the end result of every decision that we make or circumstances or situations that we find ourselves in. So we can rest in that knowledge, knowing that He's in control. We can relax. We can let go of all this anxiety and all the rush. And sip on our cup of tea and says, God got it. You remember, probably along with me, I used to get those bottles by older people and have a crisis where you think it's a crisis. And you say, oh, well, what are you going to do about this? What? And they said, well, just calm down. God got it. What you mean, God got it? You got to do this. Calm down. You're not going to accomplish anything. Letting things bombard you. And I remember my mother said to me one day, she said, why are you pining? Behind that cloud, the sun is shining. Why are you allowing yourself go all to pieces? If you say you believe in God, we believe in God. So out of our busy day, we can take the time. I encourage you, quiet moment, cup of tea, and the word. And get your journal and just write down what comes to you as you read your. Think about it. You'll be surprised with pride of what is given. And then you'll become so that you'll really look forward to spending time with the Master. Think about that. You have an opportunity. Are you given an opportunity? Are you in courage to spend more time with the man? And don't let anyone discourage you that God knows you're busy and God knows that God loves when you take the time. And out of your busy day, say, God, I choose to spend a moment with you. To think about your goodness and your kindness to me. His word, pure, satisfying. The time that you spend can make a difference in your day. Well, I prayed this morning. That's okay. That's good. Call and say, I just call to say that I truly love you, and I thank you for loving me. Amen. God is good, my brothers and my sisters, and the love that he has for you, and the power and the strength that he has given us, the more time we spend with him, the more we begin to understand what it really and truly means to be a child of the King. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. I and him and he and me. Think about it. Just think about that. And we can say that too. John 17. I hope you're enjoying your tea. It says, Jesus prayed for believers. John 17 and 20. Neither pray I for those alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art one in me, and I in thee, that they shall also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I love to just go back and read my Savior's prayer for me. I make it personal. And you can make it personal. I don't know. I was thinking of a surgeon may have an interesting procedure, or may have already had it. But remember that God has the final say-so, that God gives strength to us to do the things that are possible for man. God is the one that put his super on man's natural, and supernatural events occur. He just blesses and he cares. So let us relax, really relax, and enjoy the time that we have chosen. I pray that as time goes on, you'll share with me some of the things that you have observed through taking a moment to spend with the Lord. And this may not be the best time for you, but what I like about it, you can always tune in any time of the day from the archives. So we pray that you will. And if it has helped you, I pray that you will really let me know. And if you think that there's something that I should do or you'd like to share a thought with me, please feel free to do that. As I have said earlier on a previous broadcast, this is my audacity. I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity and the encouragement to come and make this giant step. And I'm excited because I know if I am faithful here with this, that he will continue to use me as ordained before the foundation of the world. Amen. And he encouraged you to do what he has set in order for you before the foundation of the world. God is good. We love him and we appreciate him. We thank him. Let nobody say a negative word and you receive it. You just be grateful. Just be in Jesus and knowing he is in you. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm serious. This is a wonderful thing. God bless you. I'd like to leave you with this. Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you for glory with exceedingly joy. In the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. We thank you that they'll have a wonderful day, a blessed day, a marvelous day, that they will be able to give you glory just by walking in the presence there, change the atmosphere. Be with them as they go in their meetings. Be with them as they go to the doctors and be with them as they go out and through their day, Father. Walk in holy boldness in Jesus' name. Because they took a little time to spend with you. Let it not be in vain. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.